Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris Vanderkolk.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Well, before we get into the conversation for this morning, just want to give you a quick update about the lava. About an hour ago, there was a briefing with Hawaii Civil Defense Chief Daryl Oliveira, and at the moment, he says that the lava is about 155 meters, that would be about 500 feet, from Pahoa Village Road. Clearly, though, this is, in a way, a good thing so far that we've only seen one structure, Chris, that has gone down, that shed, and obviously it's moving into areas that in which people reside. But thankfully, nothing that we've seen yet where houses have erupted in flames, and it's moving a little bit more slowly this morning. So we'll be waiting and watching and seeing what happens today, as we do every single day, and see how everyone over there is being able to cope with this in some way, and all the emotions that are surging along with the creeping of the lava.
Yeah, it's close to impossible to predict, so you just have to watch.
And we are, and we'll continue to do that too. And thanks very much to Sherry Bracken and Molly Solomon, who let us know what things are looking like right this morning. Now, if you bought an iPhone 6, you were likely told that it had a payment capability that previous versions didn't. 10 days ago, Apple Pay became available, and a lot of people had been eagerly anticipating it. Since then, some big retailers have announced they weren't going to take it because they had their own app, and they were had their own app had its own method of payment. Before Bite Marks Cafe co-host Ryan Ozawa left for a family holiday yesterday, I asked him whether the retailer's reaction was mean-spirited or if something else was going on.
Well, you know, Apple Pay is actually using a standard that's been around for a while called NFC. And if you used certain apps on an Android phone for the last couple of years, you could use it at any place with a modern terminal that you could use NFC payments. But Apple Pay definitely made it more mainstream. The thing that the retailers are trying to avoid are credit card charge fees. That's 1% to 5% of every transaction. That's why some stores, against credit card policy, say you have to pay a certain amount or buy a certain amount to use a credit card. So merchants or retailers are getting together and saying, let's do our own system that sidesteps the credit cards so we can save that money. So they don't want you to use something like Apple Pay, which basically supports the existing system that people are used to, where they take that fee and let us get straight to your bank account through ACH, and nobody pays fees, so we get more money. That's the retailer's point of view. I would say, though, that it's not a friendly position to take for consumers.
Not very much at all, if you consider how many people are very concerned that somebody might use access to their account to take more than necessarily what they're supposed to be taking. That's why very often consumers are told, don't use your check card. Make sure you use a credit card, because then you've got a buffer between you and your account and money.
Right. Actually, a significant part of the reason why you pay that credit card fee is for those fraud protections. And I am someone who used my debit card combination credit card, and it got, you know, taken. It got used by a fraudster, and that takes money right out of your checking account, and the recourse there is much more dangerous for you than a credit card. So I certainly wouldn't be interested in using a brand new payment system that a retailer came up with that goes straight to my bank account. And what I find fascinating is they think this is something the consumers will adopt, but the primary motivator is to make the merchants happy, not the consumer.
Well, didn't we always say that the consumer is always right? Whatever happened to that?
Well, there is sort of a small, as with anything on the internet these days, there's now a movement. It's called Pay It Safe. And basically, people who have Apple Pay or Google Wallet or all of these standard-based NFC phone-based payment systems, they're saying, well, I'm not going to CVS. I'm not going to Rite Aid. I'm going to Walgreens. Walgreens is embracing Apple Pay, so that's where I'm going to go buy my toilet paper and my cough drops.
In effect, it becomes a marketing driver.
I think so. And I think that, you know, the thing about the system that the merchants are coming up with, one, it's not available. It won't be available until next year. So they've cut off this Apple Pay availability, even though they don't have the alternative. The other thing is that what the merchants want you to do is use QR codes and take a picture at the register or scan your phone with a scanner.
I mean, not going to happen.
Not convenient. The thing about Apple Pay and NFC is that it's literally so fast. Sometimes when I bought my first sandwich at McDonald's, I couldn't believe that I was done when I paid. It's even faster than a credit card or a debit card or a PIN number. So you get convenience, you get speed, and you get security. None of the things that what the merchant system, when it becomes available, will be able to provide for you.
The merchant system, as you just mentioned, isn't going to be available until next year, and these very same merchants are declining to accept Apple Pay, and they're doing this right before the peak holiday season. Not a smart idea.
Well, I think that what actually is going to be the dangerous place to be is somewhere in the Christmas shopping season when I could not use Apple Pay or a Google Wallet and I had to pull out that old-fashioned credit card with a number that is the only important thing about my money and then find out that, oops, sorry, there was a breach. We need to issue a new card. Sorry, there were fraudulent charges. So not only are we seeing more and more of these breaches, but now these merchants are allowing a possibility for these breaches when there was a secure, safe, fast, convenient alternative right there already working.
So we seem to see three strikes you're out here. That issue that you just talked about, that this thing may, in fact, if you have to whip out a credit card, get heisted by somebody else in some sort of hacking that we've yet to see that would rival some of the stuff we saw last year. Also, the fact that it's inconvenient to have to do all of this and that you don't even have a system that is available unless it's, Apple Pay at those places that would take it. Doesn't that bode ill for those retailers who are not accepting Apple Pay? I mean, is this not a message that they're getting clearly?
I think they might. I mean, of course, the question is this a tempest in a teapot? There weren't very many Google Wallet users. There are only iPhone 6 and 6 Plus users for Apple Pay. But those are consumers that generally have a lot of money, drive a lot of buying power. And again, if it was a head-to-head competition between the merchant solution, which is Current C, and Apple Pay, then may the best system win. The ones the consumers want to use is the one they'll use. But it really seems, I mean, you can get the Current C app now, and because of this decision to block it, even though the terminals would work, people are giving that app one-star reviews by the thousands. So they've actually, I think, shot themselves in the foot.
Which sort of leads me to the bottom line question. Is this thing really going to survive, or is Apple just going to bide its time and wait for all of this to peter out and find themselves with something that's really quite valuable and appreciated by consumers?
I think the people, the merchants trying to stick with the solution that they've not deployed yet are going to be on the losing side of this because consumers shop where they will. And already I know that I want to go use this. I want to be a nerd, so I'm going to shop places where I can use them. The fact of the matter is they're going to know when they see those very current, VeriSign or Verifone terminals on the register that it should work, but it's being blocked. I mean, I'm feeling that there's hostility there that shouldn't be there. So I would say that when currency comes out and Walmart says, try our system, all you have to do is put in your bank account information, then launch the app when you get to the store and scan it with a little screen and point it at the QR code. I mean, nobody is actually going to do that. It'll be a very short lifespan for them.
So what universe are they living in that makes them think that this is going to work? Because the way you describe it sounds like the biggest a waste of my time as a consumer and not something that would make me feel particularly charitable toward the retailer making me do that.
I think the currency system was doomed from the start because its reason for existing was to sidestep credit card fees in favor of the merchants. It's a battle that's real. Small businesses will know that credit card fees are an issue. But when that's the reason why a product exists rather than serving the customer, it's a non-starter from the start.
Does that mean that we're going to see checks coming back at all? I mean, I've had retailers tell me, the credit card thing, if you really want to do that, that's fine, but if you could give us a check, that would be so much better for us.
Well, people who are interested in security and privacy, they're going back to cash. I know friends that now they try to live that way entirely because they don't want either merchants or the credit card companies or their phone manufacturers knowing what they buy. So I think cash could make a comeback of all things. I still carry a checkbook. And I think that those are all solutions. Even when you're waiting for change or trying to write out your check and getting your ID, that'll still be more convenient than what the merchants want you to do. So why not support Apple Pay with the hardware you've already renovated and brought in and let me tap and get out and actually serve more customers and make more money?
If you're going to do that. If not, then cash is still king.
I think so.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for coming, and we'll talk to you soon. And have a good holiday. You're about to head off.
That's right, off to Orlando. Thank you.
Ryan Ozawa is the Director of Communications at Hawaii Information Service, co-founder of Hawaii Open Data, and co-host of HPR2's Bite Marks Cafe.